It's always a good day to be a member of the Church of Corpus Christi. You know how happy I am here. And I've said often how great it is for all of us to be a member of this parish. So it's always a good day. Occasionally there are great days, and yesterday we had one, when we added another deacon to the service of our parish, Deacon Brian Lardy. This is a photo of us yesterday afternoon after the ordination mass. Deacon Brian and Tammy Lardy with me and 10 of our staff from Corpus Christi who attended the ordination yesterday. So if you're here live and not just watching on our telecast live stream, you can say that you were at the new Deacon Brian Lardy's first day of work. All right, so let's congratulate them. And where's Tammy? Stand up, Tammy. Yes, it takes a couple. Stand up, Tammy. Thank you. Very good. Right. I've never had in my assignments deacons available to assist me at every Mass. And so I'm grateful for that. And I'm also interested in keeping Corpus Christi present in our diaconate formation program with the diocese. And I don't ask for advice often, unsolicited, but I want to ask for your advice. If you know a couple who may be good, and it takes a couple, if you know a couple who may be good for the diaconate program to discern it, let me know, so that I can consider that. You've been around longer than I have. And so let me know. And I'm grateful to Deacon Brian and Tammy Lardy. I'm grateful to all of our deacons. We have Deacon Lonnie Grabowska. We have Deacon Bob Wingenbach. We have Deacon Michael Fix. And remember, we have retired deacons Rex McDowell and Lynn Clancy. So welcome to the ranks, Brian and Tammy. Thank you. And I'm glad I'm at this Mass. We're listening to Mark chapter 10. We just heard a while ago in verse 15, when Jesus said, "Unless you accept the kingdom of God like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of God." Our Lord is telling us that we must approach our faith like a child. A child is humble. A child is docile. A child is dependent. And we need those dispositions, or Jesus said, we will not be a part of the kingdom of God. We must accept the kingdom of God like a child. Now, 20 verses later, we're listening today, beginning on verse 35. Now we have the story of the ambition of James and John, the sons of thunder. And they are certainly not accepting the kingdom of God like a child. They're acting like children. The sons of thunder are acting like two spoiled boys. They want places of honor by our Lord. Even how they began in that arrogant posture. Lord, we want you to do this for us. Okay, what do you want? We want to sit at your right, we want to sit at your left in your glory. The sons of thunder want roles in our Lord's governance of what they think it will be, and they're wrong on that too. And their ambition is causing resentment with the other 10 disciples. It's all being messed up by ambition. And our Lord has to teach them again. That's not what it's about. Greatness is not from glory. Greatness is not from honor. And then he said, whoever wishes to be great will be your servant. And in Greek, that says, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your diakonos, is the Greek word from which we get our word deacon, which means service. Brian, that's really cool. For your first weekend, you get the diakonos theme and all the gospels you're going to read for the first time. So we are servants of Jesus Christ. And in today's consumer-driven society, we can sometimes confuse that, thinking that maybe we're employees for Jesus. Employees work for a time and then they don't work. Like my Pizza Hut stories I told you, employees punch in and punch out, right? Predictable circumstances, environments. They get paid. They get days off. You can call in sick. You can take a vacation. We're not employees for Jesus. We're servants. That's where we find our greatness, which means we always serve. That's why we're called to go to Mass during the summertime, and when we're on vacation. We accept the environment our Lord gives us, which is the circumstances in our life. We serve in whatever circumstances our Lord brings our way. And we do not look for honor. We approach our Lord like children. You're going to see these children come forward for the collection today again. It always amazes me. I swear there are not that many children in here right now until they all bring their money forward. You'll see them. They come from everywhere. I don't see them right now. That's how we have to accept the kingdom of God, with humility, dependence, docility. That pleases our Lord. So Brian and Tammy, I want to thank you for accepting the call to serve this parish in a new way. And I want all of us to pray for them as they begin their work in the fields of harvest. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for all of our deacons. They serve us in ways that I'm tremendously appreciative of. And he is a reminder in his role in ordination that we are called to be diakonos. We are all called to be diakonos, the servants for our Lord and each other. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we believe. I believe in